The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I want it fixed, and I want it fixed immediately. Understand? If a member of Congress can't visit a facility in his own state, the people of Arizona elected me, and I'm not supposed to even carry a cell phone with me, Mr. You have overstepped your responsibilities and your authority, sir.
Senator John McCain, furious, saying he's never seen so much turmoil in the world, and how ridiculous it all is. Speaking of turmoil on the border, there's plenty of it. That's what we're talking about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So McCain's comments in reference to what's happening in Arizona, saying that he's never seen anything like it as far as the Mexican border, the thousands of kids that are flooding across it. He said the president could visit the overtaxed border workers and thank them for the job they're doing. And he says that, this is out of control. And he said that he thinks the prez is having great difficulty in his presidency, and this is part of it. And he's absolutely outraged by what continues to roll through as what we're doing as far as security is concerned when it comes to protecting our border. Now, there are others that are saying, just seal it up. Just seal it up, because this is where we're at. It's become that dire that maybe we got to think about a different angle here. And the angle is get the National Guard down there and have them go as far as they can stretch and really just shut her down, just shut it down. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do that, especially when it comes to the kid part of it. So when you have Congressman Steve King, who is saying to the governors, look, call out the guard. It's your deal. You're at the border states, call them out. Seal it out. If you can just tighten that up, make it watertight, then nobody gets through, and this proves the point. And we don't have to have half of Central America emptying out into Texas and Arizona and California, that we are just awash with this tidal wave of illegal immigrants. King, by the way, the Iowa Republican, is a member of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration and Border Security, and he says that the president has failed to do enough to stop the flow of immigration that we're seeing. And if he's not going to close the border, then let's have the governors call up their National Guard. Let's order the guard to seal the border. What do you think? Do you think that's the solution? Right now, the president is requesting $3.7 billion, really close to $4 billion, to help with the border problem, meaning security, more boots on the ground, judges 40-plus, and also housing, because this has become a huge, huge problem. He came to Texas for a fundraiser in Dallas and in Austin, Texas, met with the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, but did not go to the border, said it would just be a giant photo op, and he was going to play that tune, that it was just theater, and it had no place in this discussion. I've been saying, can we get on the same page, even if you are as liberal as liberal can be, or as you're as right can be, we're all Americans, can we get on the same page when it comes to immigration? And I don't think we can, and we can't have our elected officials in that same space either. That's why there is no so-called immigration reform that's ever really been able to roll through. Jack from Down Under is listening to us. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Kate. Just to link a couple of spots together. Done things I shouldn't have done. One of my first full-time radio jobs in Australia, I was sent to a Billy Ray Cyrus concert when Achy Breaky Heart first cracked off the chart. Now, two things were in fashion, hairstyle-wise, in Australia at the time. The mullet hairdo and men having perms. Well, me thinking that I was a trendy sort of person, thought I'd combine the two.
I love it.
It did not look good by any stretch of the imagination.
But, I love it.
Now, to get on to this other thing, the idea of posse comitatus comes to mind here. I thought that it was against the law for the U.S. military to be engaged in domestic law enforcement activities. Now, that would include the detention of people as well. I thought that was a violation of posse comitatus. And what I based this on, there was a U.S. Navy flight crew that was court-martialed during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
They went out from the air base at Pensacola on a training operation, but then deviated to deliver supplies. And they were stood down and eventually left the military because it was claimed they violated posse comitatus. Now, if the military cannot deliver supplies to civilians in a time of natural disaster because of posse comitatus, why are we housing civilian prisoners on military bases if, you know... is that not a violation of posse comitatus?
You would think it would be, but the way they're getting around that is they're saying, well, no, this is an emergency situation. This is a humanitarian crisis, and we have young children.
Delivering the supplies.
Yeah, I agree.
Delivering supplies in Hurricane Katrina. But that was a violation?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Then that shouldn't have been a violation. That was wrong. If that's where we're going with this, I agree. How can you say one is, because that was a massive humanitarian crisis. They were desperate for supplies. Are you kidding me? People were dying. People were dead and were dying. And that's people in the United States. This is people coming into the United States. But that's what they're, I talked to a lawyer today, and that's how they're getting around it, which is crazy. So isn't it convenient that it works for one and doesn't work for the other?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I thought I'd pose the question because I thought Dan might have posed this because Dan seems to be quite on top of the Constitution.
Yeah.
You know, when he hadn't mentioned it after a couple of weeks, I'm going to pose the question. Maybe somebody can call up and set it straight.
Yeah, I talked to an immigration lawyer today, and he said, That's how they get around that, because you sent me something off the air, I think, about it, and that's pretty much what they're doing. And remember, Constitution, it's convenient, isn't it? It's about interpretation, and that's interpreting the law and interpreting what that means. But you would think that would be much more black and white, and your example is a brilliant one, because pretty unfair to do one thing in the Katrina example and then not to do it this time around.
Yeah, exactly. And as far as Obama being offered a joint in Colorado, maybe he should have taken it and had a good old toad on the road. We see how good his decisions are when he's stone cold sober.
Jack, I love you. Thanks, man. That was funny. Coming up on the flip side, voices from the other side of the aisle. Their point of view next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call.
I'm a Democrat, but I will always put party behind what I think is in the best interest of the country. It needs to go down to the epicenter of this humanitarian crisis.
All right, isn't that interesting? So there you go. That's a Democrat that's talking there. And it's interesting because I said at the top of the show, and I've been saying this, is it possible to get on the same page? I mean, really. Is it possible to put down the I'm playing for this team and you're playing for that team, and we just simply can never seem to meet and agree on anything? It used to be that you could brawl verbally, but yet you would go and tip a few back in Washington, D.C., which I think, by the way, is part of the problem, that there's not much socializing, and maybe there'd be a way to have a meeting of the minds. Or have we just become that kind of a society where it's black and white, baby? If you want to be gray, there's no room for gray because we're just not going to agree on anything. That, by the way, was Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, who was talking about the situation at the border. And certainly he knows since 2005 he's been in office. And, you know, he's a lifelong Texas, went to the University of Texas in Austin. So he's seen the situation, and he's a Democrat with a big, 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 big D. And he doesn't agree with the policies that are being put forth right now. And he's not the only Democrat who feels that way. It's going to be interesting to see in this fight for the money, the tug of war of the money, whether or not the president's going to get that. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, thinks the president's request for the money, specifically earmarked toward this immigration crisis, should happen. because if nothing else, it'll be an incredible, because it's a crisis, and it'll be an incredible black eye for the Republicans if they stop it and the situation gets worse. That means Republicans won't get the gigs in the midterm election, that it'll cripple the midterms. And of course, the fight is for really six seats. That's what separates Democratic control from Republican control in the Senate, and this could push it in the opposite direction, especially if things get worse, which I think there'd be a pretty good chance that that'll happen if you don't find more places to process and put these kids, and you don't find those judges, and you don't attack it as much as possible to try to whip that around. It's a no-win situation. By the way, while all this is happening, believe it or not, there are some other things being said, like Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, threw this dart out earlier in the day. He said Iraq extremists are an imminent threat to the U.S. because this whole ISIS thing has been debated in every way you can imagine. And a lot of scholars say that they don't think that this is necessarily a threat to the U.S., not to say that they couldn't do something to the U.S., but that it's not an imminent threat, the complete opposite of what the defense secretary is saying. He's saying that the Sunni Muslim extremists are on a land grab and terror rampage, and they want to keep going. And they're getting assessments from what's happening on the ground, and they're figuring out what the next steps are going to be by the United States, but that there is definitely a threat that's being posed, and it can't be underestimated. That would be a big mistake, and that the U.S. is right in the center of things, that it's a clear threat, that they're strong, they're organized, they're well-financed, they're competent, and they're a threat to the allies all over the Middle East. You know, it's interesting, as much as I can jump all over Hagel for some of the things that he's been so weak on, I absolutely agree with this one, with this assessment. You know, we've had Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, on so many times, and we have talked about the Middle East from day one for the last 5 years. And some of what Jeff told us then is now becoming a reality. And he speaks to organizations all over the world trying to help them get better at recognizing situations before they explode, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it. And I don't doubt that ISIS, if they could make a move to the U.S., they would do it, if there was something they could do. And one of the things that Hagel said is so true. They are well financed. They have the most money right now, because most of it's stolen, than any other terrorist organization. And, you know, it's all about the money, because that means money to recruit, money to pay. You become the thought police when you have a little bit of that money that you can offer the desperate. And they adopt the ideology even more. And that means money for other things, too, like equipment, weapons, whatever it is that they need. So I agree with Hagel that you can't fall asleep or underestimate this. Can't underestimate it. And that it is a threat to any stabilized countries. ISIS. That anything to break them up is a smart, smart play. And I agree, because they really have some pretty big tentacles. And like Al-Qaeda, fearless in their determination of what they want to do to beat their chests and say, this is the way it is, baby. And you're either with us or you're against us, and there is no in between. So pulling the plug on Iraq in 2011, has it come back to haunt us, or was this always going to happen? I mean, the answer is, I think it was always going to happen. Because once we got involved in the middle of this, and Nouri al-Maliki put him in charge especially was the wrong thing to do, or help him continue to be in charge, because he is not a uniter, he's a divider. And if you're going to take hundreds and hundreds of years of hard feelings between Sunnis and Shias and Kurds, you have to have somebody who is a uniter, somebody who's inclusive, somebody who is willing to say, let's forget the past. I know it's rough, but let's work this out. And that's not what happened at all. Jeff Atticott was the one who told me he would compare Nouri al-Maliki to the Shia version, really, of what Iraq had in place before in Saddam Hussein. That he was another version of that. That pretty much tells you all you need to know. And I can remember clearly when he was speaking out and saying, yeah, he wasn't so sure he wanted that job again, blah, blah, blah. So this is what happens. And now we're stuck in that situation where we're just continuing to sink down this road. And we have special ops on the ground, and they're trying to sort it all out. You know, you got about 650 troops that are in Iraq, adding to the 100 already there to protect the embassy in Baghdad is really, and other diplomatic spots, is really what they're doing, and also to help with the security situation, to be able to assess it, to lend their expertise. But boy, if something happens to those troops, can you imagine? And I don't think the Iraq situation is just going to all of a sudden peter out and they're going to be done. I don't think so. I think that if it's kind of slowed down all of a sudden, it's because the wheels are turning, so to speak, and who knows what's going to crop up next. Hey, speaking of cropping up next, you know how we like to mix in some other things here on America Tonight. Conversation with Josh Evans from Leland's.com. And he's got the coolest job ever because he's so passionate about it. You know how we like to collect things. So he's a collector of things, and then it's part of auctioning it off. A lot of it is sports memorabilia, but sometimes it's other things as well, like guitars and whatnot of some pretty famous people and drums, for example. And this time around, I think one of the coolest things they had in their catalog, which is why I wanted to talk to Josh again, we talked to him about a year ago, I think, is they have this car that's like a baseball car. And the number one salesman for Cracker Jack, for that company, got this Volkswagen Bug that's like a perfectly rounded baseball. It's crazy. Imagine driving around New York in that. Josh, coming up next here on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Get a chance to hang with Josh Evans from Leland's.com. They have such cool stuff. Their spring catalog auction underway. It closes January 25th, and there's some really cool things there. You all know I'm a huge sports fan, do sports, all that kind of stuff. So I get it. I get the idea of collecting and what it means when you get that item that you've wanted for so long because you're a big fan of XYZ person, or your father was, or somebody in your life was, and it just means that much more to you. And when you find out that it's available, geez, it's, I'm sure, an incredible feeling, as we've talked to many, many collectors on this show. And one of the big things this time around is Jim Brown's 1964 NFL championship ring. That's one of the biggies, but that's not the only thing. Somebody I interviewed, a game-worn uniform of his is also up for grabs. We'll talk about that in a second. But, Josh, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, nice to be here.
So talk about acquiring Jim Brown's championship ring. That's a big deal. That was a huge game, a huge moment in his career, and a lot of people are fans of Brown's.
Well, it's interesting because this is the second time that we've auctioned it. We originally obtained it in 1998 and sold it for a family member of Jim's who got the ring from Jim. And then the guy who bought it has had it for many, many years, and we've constantly, you know, kept touch with him and talked to him about it, always wanted it back, and now he's willing to sell it again. It's an amazing piece. It's probably the finest sports ring that's ever been sold. No other ring, or at least by auction, no other ring except for possibly the Babe Ruth 1927 Yankee World Series ring, which we sold to Charlie Sheen, is better.
So do you expect that this, the reserve is like 25,000 plus? It should go for more than that, don't you think?
Yeah, that's just to, you know, get it started.
Yeah.
I think the bid is about 40,000 right now. But that ring is easily worth, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars, if not more.
Yeah, very cool. All right, I hinted at this. I had a chance in my career to interview Ted Williams, and it was just
wow.
Great. Because he hardly did any interviews. Bob
right.
Costas, a few other people, and he was so gracious to me, and it was such a great interview. It was so fun to have a chance to talk to him. We talked baseball, and we talked about fly fishing because he said, you know, he loved fly fishing. And you've got a game-worn uniform. Tell me about that.
It's probably the second best Ted Williams uniform jersey known. The best one was in 1941, of course, which, you know, the year he hit 406. And we sold that privately for several hundred thousand dollars. This is his 1954-55 uniform that, interestingly enough, it has the a black armband for Harry Aganis, who was a Boston College football baseball player who died in his second year for the Red Sox back in 55. And it's a really special shirt with his name embroidered in the jersey and in the pants. And it's been signed by Ted. It was signed probably in the 80s. You know, with a big, beautiful Ted Williams signature on both. And it hasn't been seen in 20 years. It's a great, great piece.
Yeah, you know what I also like? And obviously this is what you do, and you're just so geeked out on this whole thing, aren't you? I mean, it's the perfect career for you, isn't it?
Oh, I'm living the life. I do what I love, and I'm really, really lucky. And it's not work for me. It's exciting, and it's profitable, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, when you can be, that's the idea. You marry your passion with what's profitable, and you got a good life there. No question about that. Derek Jeter's locker that was used during the 1999 World Series, you have that up, too. And I would think Jeter stuff is really going to start to soar, because this is it for Jeter. This is his last year.
Yeah, Jeter's really hot right now. He's like, you know, he's one of those, you know, really special areas where people are just kind of going bananas. And the thing that's great about a locker is that these really big things are wonderful. You can build a collection around it. It's a tremendous display. You know, people pay thousands of dollars for something that's the size of a baseball or is a baseball, or, you know, even more for a ring that's so small. Here's something that, you know, you're getting a lot for your buck. You know, it's a big thing. And it's a wonderful display item. It came right from the Mets, where, you know, Jeter used it at Shea, and it's tremendous.
Of everything that you've got up in the spring catalog that's up for grabs, to you, just you personally, what excites you the most?
The piece that I love the most is the baseball car. The reason that I love it is because I kind of found it. It was in terrible, terrible condition. I didn't pay that much for it. I own it myself. I didn't pay that much for it. You know, just a couple thousand dollars. And then I spent thousands of dollars to have it restored perfectly back to its original condition. It's a 2000 Volkswagen Beetle that was given to the top Cracker Jack salesman in the world back in 2000, and it's painted like a baseball. It's a white baseball car, and it's got, you know, a stick shift in the shape of a ball and a bat, and it's just a really unique thing. And everybody in my firm gave me a lot of grief for it. They're like, what are you doing? You're buying this crazy thing. You're, you know, you're spending all this money. And I'm like, no, no, no. And it's probably the most popular item in the auction right now. It's already up to over $8,000, and there's a lot of interest. So, you know, it's great because I get to, you know, tell all the naysayers you were wrong.
I love it. You also, it's not just all sports, too. You also have a couple of things. I know people listening to us are into to rock, and you've got a Pete Townsend guitar, right? And you've got something of Keith Moon's. Tell us about that.
The Keith Moon drums I actually discovered when I was in London, and it came from the guy that did all of the setup, the roadie for The Who. And it's, you know, a real Who drum, real Keith Marshall drum kit. But the Townsend guitar is even better. It's an actual guitar used by Pete Townsend that he gave to a very well-known rock guy in Cleveland after one of the shows back in the 70s. And it's a classic SG guitar that Pete was well known to use. I just had one of the top guitar guys in the country call me and say, look, that I called people at you know, at the Who's management. They're aware of the guitar. They remember it. They remember Pete giving it to this guy, David Spiro. And it's just incredible. So it's really a major piece. If it was in a rock auction, it could sell for $100,000. But we'll see what happens here.
So a lot of times some of the stuff you acquire, you trip onto it. Like you go for a trip to London, somebody tells you about this or that, somebody says they have something they want you to look at. How do you get most of the stuff that you use for the catalog?
Well, there's all a different, there's a whole different number of ways. The easiest is that people just call us. We get calls from all over the country. All over the world, in fact, people that have stuff. You know, we've been doing this longer than anybody else. We've done the right thing. We vet everything we sell. We authenticate everything we sell. We stand behind everything we sell. Our reputation is solid. And people just come to us. The phone rings every day, and you never know what it's going to be. And we also go out there and look for the stuff. You know, I've been all over the world looking for memorabilia. I went to Australia on a vacation, and I ended up looking for Jack Johnson stuff, the famous boxer who won the heavyweight championship in Sydney, and I brought home the most amazing boxing stuff you ever saw. So I don't even take, you know, my vacation is my business is my vocation and my avocation. I love what I do, so it's, you know, it's fun for me.
Yeah, no kidding. And so anything could actually be a piece of history. So here you have a guitar. We have rings, you have baseballs, you have the car, which you said people were giving you grief for, which, by the way, if you look at Leland's.com, it's really cool, just like a baseball. So anything that somebody might consider valuable or somebody uber famous, you never know what could show up, right?
Well, it works both ways. We get calls from people that say, well, I have this amazing, you know, Babe Ruth card, and it's worth a tremendous amount of money, and, you know, it turns out it was made in 1973. And then you have people that say, oh, I have something. I don't think it's anything. And then it turns out to be, you know, a ball signed by Jackie Robinson, and it's worth, you know, $20,000. So it goes both ways. That's why this is, for us, one big antiques roadshow, and people are constantly bringing things to us, showing us things. People can email us photographs, and we'll tell them exactly what they have. Even if they don't want to sell it, we just like seeing things. And people can go to our site. It's Leland's.com, L-E-L-A-N-D-S, and they can email us. My name is up there, my picture, my email address. People can call us, and we'll tell you what you have. The free appraisals, and we are really interested in finding the new great treasure. That is the key to what we do.
I love that. Perfect way to end this. Find the treasure. Josh Evans, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're whipping around that final corner for this hour of America Tonight. And as we do that, I always invite you to throw in your comments. If you don't give us a call, you can do that through the magic of Al Gore's internet 24/7. It's open, baby, americatonight.net. And many of you took me up on that offer, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one is from Gregory, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, while all of this is going on along the border, some other things are happening right under our noses that we're not paying attention to. It seems we can only focus on one thing, and that's a pretty big thing, granted. It's a huge crisis, but it's been a huge crisis for a long, long time. First, I say, give Obama the money, because we need to stop it. We need to be able to house these kids and process and do what we have to do. It'll only get worse. It'll only cost more money. So digging our heels in the sand like a bunch of babies doesn't do us any good. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't matter if you're disillusioned with the administration. The bottom line is it's not going to help you in any way or help us as a country. We're already caught up in the middle of it. And here's the other thing that I would like to say. What's up with Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. He goes off half-cocked all the time. I guess he wanted his photo op, and that's why he wanted to sit down with the president, because could there be anyone who takes bigger swings at Obama? Although Obama was smart to play it out the way he did. And like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Obama's. I don't hate the guy. I think the first time around I voted for him, but the second time around I did not. But he did meet with Governor Goodhair, who, like I said, takes big, wide swings at his head, and then he comes in and he meets with him. So how about that? Yeah, that's politics, you know. That's politics, baby. You look around and you watch what happens, even inside a party, and this is why the Republicans this time around in 2016, Rentz Priebus is trying to get a handle on, let's not eat each other, you know, because that's what we're doing. We take giant chunks out of each other when we have all of these debates, and then all of a sudden we got to pull someone out of the fire, and that's who we're trying to elect as the next president of the United States. So this is typical of what happens. Perry did want the photo op. Perry did want to force the president's hand, and I guess he did, because the president buckled to meet him. He could have said, no, I don't have time, and I'm not there for that kind of thing, or whatever. And I suppose there was a little dance between the two of them, really. They met at the Dallas airport, and they discussed what was going on with immigration and some of the policies and all that kind of stuff. And you know, the main thing is this money won't do anything to secure the border, but it'll help what's happening now, since we're already paying over $250 per kid in the United States at these bases right now. So the process there's got to be a solution. Even if it's only a temporary solution, there has to be some kind of solution. So let's move on to another one. This one is from Barry, listening to us in the great state of Florida. And Barry says, Kate, do you think more people are taking vacations, or do you think less people are doing that because they're kind of pinched for time or for money and they're doing the staycation thing? Let me just say that I'm a person who likes to take a vacation, but I have lately done the staycation thing in the interest of socking away some more money. And, of course, I have some kids in college. And let me tell you, it's a pretty good deal, because you can do all those things that you don't have time to do, like actually sit down and read a book, or actually sit down and take a breath, or have friends over and not have to be worried about rushing them out the door because you have to get up for a 6 o'clock meeting the next day, or you're running to an airport. I don't know, maybe vacation is a state of mind. Kind of an interesting diverging from something that we're normally talking about, all these heavy political things, so that's why I mixed that in there. I don't know. The idea of the staycation thing is that's what it's about. It's, let's save some money, because do you have a big family? Is it just you? Or do you need to mentally get away? Do you need to physically be someplace else? Or does that work? I like the idea of what he said, reading books, because, you know, I was looking at books I had piling up. And let me tell you, there are so many. It's like I can't get through them because I'm too busy. And I see a book, or I see the Wall Street Journal, and I read snippets of it. You can't possibly read the whole thing because it would take you the whole day. But it would be a good thing to do. Maybe it could be relaxing. Unless looking around your place, you know, your house, your apartment, whatever, got you tense because you were looking at things that you could be doing to work on that. So I'm just saying. Here's one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, Kate, Lois Lerner, let's talk tactics here. Can we please just find out what happened? I am sick to death of this lady. And it's funny, because every time I say her name, I think Lois Lane. But she's no Lois Lane. And apparently now they found an email that warned that Congress might read her emails. So this former IRS employee has been nothing but trouble. And as you call it, the three dreaded letters must hate her, because they just can't seem to rid themselves of Lois Lerner. But I think it's a good thing, because we need to know what really happened. Why can't we just get the answer to a couple of key questions? Well, you know, you answered it yourself. Why can't we get a couple of answers to some key questions? Because she doesn't want to answer the key questions. I don't know. Is there something? Is this just, was she on her personal vendetta, or was she shoving things aside because somebody else told her to shove them aside? You know, it really boils down to that. I agree with a couple of questions. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California who's leading this patrol, he's not letting this thing go. And he released her email that warned that there would, this could happen. So, you know, she's saying, we need to be careful about emails. We need to be cautious about what we say in emails. You know, listen, if you're saying that in April of 2013, are you kidding me, lady? Like, she didn't know that? Does everybody now know that you have to be careful what you say in emails? Do you know that President Bush II, didn't write emails? Why didn't he write emails? Because he knew the scrutiny. He knew that it could be misconstrued, and he didn't do that because he didn't want that to happen. And, you know, that was part of the deal. So, of course, that can happen. That's not something new. You know, she retired last year. She was the head of the group that screened the nonprofit group's applications for tax-exempt status. She was held in contempt, of course, Congress in May for refusing to testify before the subcommittee, ISIS subcommittee. And then the IRS said last month that they had lost thousands of her emails because her computer crashed in 2011, that the hard drives of seven other employees connected to the Tea Party investigation also crashed, and that they found out that her hard drive was recycled and probably destroyed, and backup tapes were routinely reused after 6 months. So that's the truth, that part of it. But I mean, give me a break with this. Maybe we're just not going to get that answer. No matter how they dance around this, they're not going to get the answer to this. You know, there's three congressional panels that are investigating the IRS scandal. Three: the Oversight Committee, House Ways and Means Committee, and the Senate Finance Committee. The Justice Department and the IRS Inspector General also conducting investigations. So we definitely have spent some money on this thing. And I don't know that we're ever going to get the explanation that we want to hear, or just the explanation about this drama. It feels like there's something huge missing from this puzzle. But what is it? We don't know. Hey, thanks for those emails. If you want to send me one, you can. AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact. And here's my ode to James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano. Bada bing, just like that.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.